So now we go back to the chapter number 6, the chapter on patience. And we have gone through the first 5 stanzas, and now we are on stanza number 6. All these ills are brought about by wrath, our sorrow-bearing enemy. But those who seize and crush their anger down will find their joy in this and future lives. So all the pain and sufferings and difficulties that we mentioned above are brought about by our anger, our wrath, which brings lots of sorrow, lots of suffering, lots of pain in ourselves and others. So therefore, we must see that, that wrath, that anger, that hatred, as our enemy, because what is our enemy? The enemy is somebody or something that brings suffering and problem and pain to ourselves, that harms us, is our suffering. So therefore, since this is the thing that brings most harm to us, so we must see it as our enemy. And therefore, if we can somehow crush this anger down, somehow get rid of this anger and hatred and all these things that is, many different emotions or different reactions that are of the same kind, and then only we will find peace and happiness and joy, and not only in this life, but also continuously in our lives also, because our mind is a continuum. So therefore, if it can bring, joy now, it can bring joy in that continuum as long as there is a consciousness. So therefore, both in this life and the lives to come, or both in myself and in others, both in me as an individual and my family and my society, the joy will happen. So that's the understanding. Then, stanza number 7. Getting what I do not want and all that hinders my desire, in discontent my anger finds its fuel. From this, it grows and beats me down. Why I get angry, why I get hatred and all these negative emotions, it's because, when I get something that I do not want, then my mind becomes disturbed, unhappy, upset. And that brings anger and then slowly hatred and aversion and all negative things. In the same way, not getting something that I want also makes me upset, makes me unhappy, makes my mind disturbed, and thereby I get angry, upset, all these things. So the real kind of fuel that makes me angry or upset, angry and have hatred and things like that, and bring lots of suffering, is in fact, my upset mind, mind that is upset, mind that is disturbed. The Tibetan word here is yimidewa. Here it is translated as discontent. It is kind of discontent, but it is not just discontent. Yi mideva. Yi means mind. Mideva means uncomfortable, uncomfortable mind or disturbed mind. The mind that's not okay. The mind that's a little bit upset or unhappy or upset, disturbed, discontent, you know, not joyful, hurt, all this, you know. So therefore, that's the fuel, the upset mind. The mind that is hurt, upset, disturbed, the disturbed mind is the main fuel of anger and all other negative emotions. So therefore, that upset mind or discontent mind or, you know, disturbed mind, then grows, you know, makes bigger and bigger, and that brings, you know, upset and hurt and then anger and then, you know, slowly wrath and then, you know, hatred and then, you know, wanting to kind of take revenge and then, you know, all sorts of very, very serious problems. So therefore, this I have to understand. And then the eighth, therefore I will utterly destroy the sustenance of this my enemy. My foe, who has no other purpose but to hurt and injure me. So therefore I must now destroy the sustenance of this my big enemy that's harming me, that's unhappiness, upset mind, disturbed mind. So what I have to do is, when I am upset a little bit, when I am something, you know, makes me upset or makes my mind a little bit unhappy or upset or disturbed, then I have to look at my mind and say, oh, this is upsetting me. This is making my mind disturbed. This is not good. There is no use allowing my mind to be disturbed, because that will make me unhappy. So not too much the, you know, it's also of course the other people, what they say, what they do, but more important is myself, my emotion, how I hold on to these emotions. So when I'm upset, when I'm disturbed, my mind is disturbed, then suddenly I find that I'm unhappy. And I don't want to be unhappy, I want to be happy. So therefore, I should take it very seriously, take it very important. Then no, I'm not going to let my mind be disturbed. I'm not going to let my mind be upset. I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be, you know, positive. You know, I will divert my attention not on, you know, making my mind upset. I'm not allowing my mind to be upset for nothing, because I want to be, you know, joyful and happy and in peace. So therefore, I will, you know. So people sometimes mix up these things. You know that I have to make something right or try to do something that is, you know, that has to become better, and then I let my mind to be totally disturbed and unhappy and, you know, totally, you know, angry. But that doesn't help to make things better. That actually harms to make things better. So therefore, I need to be more, you know, more clear, more understanding, more, you know, more intelligent, more clever, and said that, yeah, what I have to do is to make things better. But first, I must make myself better. Otherwise, I will myself destroy my own happiness, and I don't want to myself destroy my own happiness. This is very important. So, to hurt, injure, I'm not allowing myself to be destroyed by my enemy of upsetness and, you know, feeling of hurt and all these kind of things. Then the ninth, so come what may, I will not upset my cheerful happiness of mind. So this resolution I have to try to make, that whatever may come, I will not let my mind be upset. I will not let my mind be hurt. I'm not going to keep the feeling of hurt and upset and disturbed. I will continue to make my mind, you know, cheerful, happy, joyful, positive, because that's what I want, and that's what I should never allow anybody to make disturb my mind. Why should I? Because if I do, then dejection never brings me what I want. Dejection here means also the same thing, same with deva. The mind is disturbed. My disturbed mind, discontent mind, will never bring what I want. You know, if I keep up this emotion, that is not going to make things better for me. That is not going to change, you know. If I am getting something that I don't want, however upset I am, however, you know, disturbed I am, however hurt I am, that's not going to make this thing disappear. That upset me. Only thing that can help me to get rid of this is if I do something. And for that, I don't need to be upset. So, dejection never brings me what I want, and my virtue will be warped and marred by it. If I keep on, you know, upset and keep on disturbed and keep on unhappy, that will get rid of, you know, that will destroy my joyful state of mind, my positive state of mind, my, you know, kindness and compassion, my positive way of looking at things. So therefore, all my, you know, virtues will be, you know, will be degenerated and, you know, will be destroyed, and marred. So therefore, I must be very careful about this. I must be very, very clear about this understanding that I should not allow my mind to be disturbed, just like that. If there is remedy, because, it's like this, because if there is remedy when trouble strikes, what reason is there for dejection? And if there is no help for it, what use is there in being glum? Now this is translated in many different ways. This here, it is translated like that. This is the 10th stanza. But usually, you know, what I say is that if I can do something, if there's something happens, if I can do something, there's no need to be upset. If I cannot do anything, there is no use to be upset. This philosophy, or this way of looking, this attitude is the most important thing. You know, I say that because something happened, that I didn't get what I wanted, that's why I am upset. Or I got something that I didn't want, that's why I am upset. Or somebody did something that they should not have done, and that's why I'm upset. Or somebody didn't do something that they should have done, and that's why I'm upset. Okay. Now, those, whether they've done or not, or that I get something or I didn't get something, what can I do something so that, you know, that what I got that I didn't want, can I get rid of it or not? If I can get rid of it, then what is there to be upset? There's no need to be upset. I just get rid of that and then it's okay. There's nothing to be upset about. It's useless to be upset. It's needless to be upset. needless to be angry and make all the fuss and all the pain and problems and suffering for myself and others. I can just do it. If whatever I do, it cannot be changed. There is nothing I can do, it's done. You know, I cannot get rid of that which, you know, I didn't want but happened. Then, how much I get upset, it's not going to change anything. So then why upset? It's only make me unhappy, more disturbed, more, you know, angry and suffering. So, I should not get upset. I should not get hurt, and because there's no use. You know, it's just only pain, only harm. It doesn't help. When you have this understanding, then you know that it's totally useless to be angry and upset and all these kind of things. And therefore, you know, the most important thing is that I want to be happy and joyful and, you know, live peacefully and, you know, in a positive way. That's what I want, so therefore I should do that and get rid of my, you know, upset mind or disturbed mind. So this is the important thing to understand. So this is the stanza number 10 of chapter 6. So I stop here and see you next time.